WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. North Korea now says it plans to expel Travis King, the U.S. soldier who crossed into the country. King has been in North Korea since mid-July when he entered the country from the demilitarized zone. A New York City judge, siding with claims made by New York Attorney General Letitia James that former President Donald Trump and his sons routinely overstated the net worth of their businesses and properties.
The judge agreeing with New York Attorney General Letitia James, Trump overstated his net worth by as much as $2.2 billion, duping banks, insurance companies, and other business partners into giving Trump, his eldest sons, and their family real estate business better terms than deserved.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Donald Trump says his civil rights are being violated and plans to appeal. But the case against the former president goes on trial Monday, where the judge will decide how much he owes in penalties. This is ABC News. Tragedy at a wedding in Iraq. A fire killing around 100 people, including the bride and groom. Another 150 are hurt. Officials think fireworks may be to blame. The Speaker of the House in Canada's Parliament now resigning after an incident where a World War II vet was mistakenly honored. The problem, that vet fought on the side of the Nazis.
Poor judgment by Anthony Rota meant this would be the likely outcome.
I must step down as your Speaker. I reiterate my profound regret for my error in recognizing an individual in the House during the joint address to Parliament of President Zelensky. That public recognition has caused pain to individuals and communities.
Canadian lawmakers had given 98-year-old Yaroslav Honka a standing ovation. Turns out he was a member of a Nazi SS division in Ukraine. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Target now says several of its stores are being forced to shut down by rising crime. 9 locations in 4 states. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Tom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip
with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. How much fun was that, having two very classy gentlemen here?
Is that your buddy?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Restoring Kindness, USA, Midwest Restoration, Fire and Water Damage Specialist. Okay, I want to get them on again, though, because I want to talk more about this. I think this would be another career for me, doing that.
You know what? You could be onto something here.
Yes, I want to work for them.
But he's 24/7, you know. They may get a call at 2 in the morning. There was a fire. You got to get in there and start cleaning it up. I don't know. Think about that.
I used to clean houses. I used to clean out houses. I did.
You clean out houses?
I cleaned.
Wow. Todd, unbelievable. Play the tape. Johnny said he used to clean out houses.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Austin, how you doing?
I know, Austin. Austin,
good to
over
see
here.
You. Come on over here, Austin.
We got our next special guest coming
in. Oh, my gosh. Look who...
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness! It's like royalty here.
Okay, Austin, sorry, you're not on.
Yeah, we're bringing you. Go back to Vietnam.
We got your dad on, who's done more for this community than a whole lot of other people. Austin, welcome.
Oh, thank you, guys. Good morning.
Put the headset on.
Austin, do you want me to tell you the last time I saw you? How long this has been?
I think it was last year I saw you at the Veterans Place in Appleton that you're helping out.
Okay, well,
with.
Forget that then.
See,
yeah.
Johnny,
other than that, I spoke at your 8th grade football banquet.
Well, it must have been really memorable because
I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's...
Must have been a heck of a speech.
Okay,
yeah. It really changed his life for the better.
That is why he went to Vietnam.
Wow. So. Okay, Austin Wires is here. So, and I just want to talk about it. I find this so fascinating. It's incredible. I've always wanted to go to Vietnam. And I've talked with some of my Vietnam veteran friends who have gone, and they said it was the greatest thing in the world for them, was going back there and seeing. And you know what? This happens with, like, my Korean War veterans from my books. They say the greatest thing they ever did was went back to Korea to see how great of a country it was and that what they did meant something.
Right.
And a lot of my Vietnam veterans that go to Vietnam say the same thing. It's like, okay, terrible war as far as, you know, whatever, whatever. But you know what? It's a really cool country where I think so many of us have this perception of the Vietnam War and what Vietnam was like and Saigon falling and everything. And Austin here has lived in Vietnam for how long now?
Almost 7 years now.
7 years.
And Austin, I'm with Johnny on. We're similar in age. He looks a lot older, but we're similar.
Do you think
in age.
So?
Yeah,
Austin, Bobby, who's older? Bob,
come on, Bob.
Come on.
Okay. Okay. I just one of us drinks vodka in the morning,
and
the other one
doesn't.
Have you
had vodka with protein shakes?
He's never had a protein shake.
Good point.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Back to you, Austin. Austin, so you graduated school here, and why Vietnam? I mean, I'm with Johnny in that my growing up with Vietnam has not been pleasant.
Although, wait, let me just throw one thing. The first person he met in Vietnam, guess where this person was from?
I don't.
Take a guess.
Nugani.
Your hometown. Two Rivers.
Two Rivers, yeah.
Really?
One of my best.
Yeah, they are great people at Two Rivers. Anyway, no, tell me about it.
And they travel well.
They do.
But I went to school at Neshwabinon. I graduated, then went to college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and just was not feeling the corporate workplace of America after I graduated. So I looked into working and living abroad. And teaching English is a very easy way to do so as a native English speaker. So I'd never been to Asia. I thought, you know, why not? Let's go for it. And I took a job in Ho Chi Minh and ended up, kind of falling in love with Vietnam and the Vietnamese people. And, you know, how it's just so dynamic. And it was a very great feeling living there. So then I decided to stay.
That is a great story. I mean, I think that's great that people step out. And
Especially young people.
Right. I encourage that. I think it's good. We'd like to have you back here, being a community leader like your dad and your grandpa were. But for now, I'll let you be in Vietnam. And as you...
Well, thank you for allowing
me. Well, I'll put the hooks into him later. Okay. But Austin, tell me about that community. Like, what kept you there, right? I mean, you went there because you had an open mind and I'm going to try Asia. Never been there. 7 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I think anyone who goes to Asia will realize is how welcoming the people are and how absolutely kind they are. I mean, they go out of their way to do anything for you just because you're there and they want you to enjoy your time. So that was the first big thing. And then, you know, the teaching wasn't for me, honestly. I moved out of it pretty quickly, but then I got a job at a real estate brokerage firm. And just seeing how
another realtor...
There's four realtors in the room.
Jim and I always say, anybody here who doesn't have the realtor license?
That is a little oversaturated market. But anyway, how's it in Vietnam? Is every other person a realtor there too?
Everybody and their brother, yeah. And that's a good point, is it's much more unregulated there, which creates this very fast-moving, dynamic industry. I mean, all of Vietnam is growing super quickly. They are getting tons of investment coming out of China to Vietnam. People are diversifying their supply chains. Also, tons of international development in manufacturing. There's companies from all over the world, again, moving away from China. And and all of these things go to create, you have the friendly people plus a very dynamic, economy that's growing very quickly, one of the fastest in Southeast Asia. And it makes for this it's kind of a wild ride. It's fun. It's exciting. Every day is different. And there's so much opportunity, which I think is one of the reasons that I really stayed, is that it's hard in Wisconsin to, you know, step out of college and feel like there's opportunity knocking at your doorstep. A lot of people are like, what do I do now? What do I want to work as, you know? But when I got there, it was like, oh, I could do this. I could do that. I could take these kind of ideas that maybe I have or have learned through my schooling in the United States.
Do you speak Vietnamese?
Enough, yeah. Like an eighth grade, or like an 8-year-old, I would say.
Give us a little something.
Anh là người Mỹ, anh sống ở Đà Nẵng. Xin chào mọi người, là người Đà Nẵng, là người Việt Nam, Wisconsin.
That's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
I've heard it's one of the hardest languages there is to learn, isn't it? Like every little sound means something different.
So it's a lot like
Mandarin. We don't know what he just said either. So that guy could be.
I think
he said, why am I wasting my time with these two clowns?
Dad, go start the car.
Dad, let's go.
No, I said hello
why
to the Vietnamese
population. Why did Grandma tell me to do this?
I did actually say hello to the Vietnamese population in Wisconsin.
If
we have any
nice
Vietnamese listeners.
Nice. Have you met anybody that was like a Viet Cong or fought for the North Vietnamese?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Wow. So they have a belief of their elderly people, right?
Right.
So they don't really believe in gods or spirits or whatever, but they believe they pray in their elderly, right? Those are their families who have passed. So most families have shrines in their homes, which they make offerings and pray to. And a lot of them, if their grandfather or uncle had fought, that was kind of their identity, right? And that's kind of what they became. So I've met a lot of families of fallen soldiers, of old military veterans, from both sides, the North and the South. And both are equally as proud, but it's not something that comes up really in day-to-day life. They have Vietnam, in my opinion, has done a really good job of moving away from that thought and moving away from that, I don't want to say hatred, but animosity that maybe, you know, some people, some countries would hold. They don't care at all. They're happy to have peace. They're happy. I mean, this was still 50 years ago. Their population now, I think 60% of it is under 30. So Most of them don't even realize, or they didn't live it. You know, it's not their life. It's, again, the life of their families. And since then, since the 90s, Vietnam has opened up to international economic development. And it's been growing so quickly, and they see this as the new Vietnam. I mean, those thoughts are in the past. They don't want to go back to it. And we're going to keep following this new track that we're on.
I can see why someone with your energy, your intellect, is attracted to that environment, right? And I want to just, before we move on, I want to talk about the spirituality. Just, I believe in all that. So they do, they really pray to their ancestors more than a organized religion.
So, I mean, they are one of the few countries in the world that are primarily atheist. Like, majority of the country is atheist, and then Buddhism is the next popular, and then Christianity. But so it's kind of a belief, and I'm going to mess this up because I don't, you know, follow it myself, but they essentially believe in there's this kind of afterlife. If you have a good life, you know, you're in a good place, and they pray to their elders or their ancestors to look after them. They make offerings, so they'll give fruit and, I mean, sometimes, you know, whiskey and beer or whatever they think they want in their afterlife.
Really? That's awesome.
They'll burn paper shoes, paper clothes and things, and the belief is that these will go to them and help them live a better afterlife. And in return, they're going to look after them on this life on Earth.
That analogy can hold true for, you know, I don't want to get too much into that, but I think that's great because I think that's part of really living a good life is having something more powerful than you, better than you. So the youth, that interests me too, because here in a lot of places in this country, we sell more adult diapers than baby diapers, and that is not a good thing.
Yeah.
There's other countries too, but really, the population or your age?
So most of them are my age. And I mean, that's one of the main reasons there's so much economic development moving to Vietnam is they have such a young population. I mean, it's about double the size land area of Wisconsin, and they have about 100 million people, and we have 6 million. So it's very dense. It's very young. There's a large workforce that is currently now on the cusp of being skilled, unskilled, right? But with the proper education, they will be skilled. And that's why there's a lot of investment moving to Vietnam.
Where do the veterans go when they come over there? What do they show them?
I mean, there are tons of war historic memorials and things across the country, right? They are all kind of one-sided but that's just the way it works. But then there are also tons of American soldiers from the war who have come back, who have, you know, fallen in love with a Vietnamese woman or you know, want to give back to Vietnam for what happened while they were there. And they've opened charities and organizations to help kids. You know, I volunteered, not as much as I should, but with an organization in Da Nang that helps the kind of second generation or third generation of the victims of the Agent Orange. And, you know, they have some deformities, mental or physical, whatever it may be. And you can go there and spend a day with them. And it's kind of like
that's awesome.
There's lots more I want to talk to you
me
about.
Me too. And you would obviously encourage other people to follow your path. I mean, you seem very happy.
I would encourage them and welcome them. And I would say reach out and I will try to, you know, put you in the right direction. Because everybody wants something different, right? But there's a lot in Vietnam that you can explore.
Stick around. This kid's fascinating. Awesome. Austin Weyers joining us, resident now of Vietnam. And I got a million questions for you. So, Jim, you just shut off your mic for a while, okay? We're going to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people.
but it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Packers have struggled on fourth down today. Love will take it in. He told us he would do the Lambeau leap on a rushing touchdown.
I never been a part of a win like that before in my career in the National Football League. Give it up for yourself.
I mean, those guys are special. They made some great plays when we needed it most. No, it wasn't perfect a lot of that game, but, you know, guys never flinched, and they showed out and showed up and made plays at the end.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. How much fun was that game?
Goosebumps listening to
unbelievable.
That. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. I love that kid, and I think he's going to be the future of the Green Bay Packers for years and years to come. I just think it's awesome, and got to get a win tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions and take control of this division.
I hope so. I just want to say that, and we have to move on to the Lions, but, I mean, just another 30 seconds on that game. Was that unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
I mean, just that. Because that
and
was
got some
boring.
Breaks, let's be honest. Yeah, they did. Kicker and everything.
I mean, it's like, right. Yeah.
But you got to have those sometimes. You know what? Because they happen. Those things even out over the course of a lifetime. So,
the guy that knows this better than anybody, Mike Clements, welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. Listen, how are you?
We're feeling good.
Very good. It was Monday night. I was driving past Appleton and pulled over at the Timber Rattler Stadium.
Yeah.
And because Jerry Kramer was there and talked for an hour on a gathering of Packer fans, there must have been 200 fans who were there. And he talked about how fun it was for him because it was alumni weekend and all those guys, you know, Dave Robinson was there, Lynn Dickey, and, Kaufman, Paul Kaufman, the great tight end from the 1980s. And he said, you know, how cool was it to watch this kind of magic happen again in Green Bay,
right,
from Starr to, you know, guys like Mikowski, Lynn Dickey, Rodgers, and now this kid pull off that win in the south end zone, which is where he threw the block on Jethro Pugh to win the Ice Bowl. So
nice.
That's not lost on the senior Packers either.
And God bless those guys. I couldn't believe it when I read he's 87 years old.
I think he's 86.
86,
I think
okay.
He said he was 86. Oh. But, yeah, he's got a new book out, too, talking about other things that happened in his life. One quick story. He talked about Rod McKuen was a poet and a songwriter who was very popular in the 60s and 70s on TV, and somehow Jerry'd become friends with him because Jerry'd written Instant Replay. So he's out in Los Angeles, and after dinner he says, hey, listen, Frank Sinatra's about to record a song that I wrote for him. Do you want to go over to Capitol Records and watch him record a song? And Jerry's like, what?
Wow.
Yes. So they go in there, and Sinatra's there in the booth recording this song, and he one of the refrains is, you know, till the sun comes up tomorrow, till the sun comes up tomorrow. And he kept on singing it over and over again. They finish the session. Sinatra comes in the control room to check in how things went, and then he's introduced. Hey, Frank, this is Jerry Kramer from the Green Bay Packers. Hey, you know, how's it doing? Great, Frank. But Jerry's kind of outspoken. He goes, Yeah, you kind of killed the end of that song.
And he goes, of the board.
Right.
He goes, what? And then he says, well, you know, the sun comes up tomorrow. He says, you kind of overdid that, right? He said Sinatra walked up and just waved his hand across his face like he was trying to erase him out of his memory. And he walked out. But he said a month later, one of Sinatra's people called him and invited Jerry to participate in one of his golf outings. So, I mean, he's got so many stories.
Yeah, he's had an amazing life.
Yeah, well, and Sinatra could go the other way, too. When he erased him, I thought he was going to erase himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's great that Jerry still comes back here and everything. I know he doesn't golf anymore, but he's still one of the all-time. You know, there are two guys that I always thought that what's a real shame is Fuzzy Thurston passing away so young. Because you want to talk about an ambassador for Green Bay and everything. You know, those are the kind of guys, and we're losing out on those guys. I'm not sure who's going to pick up the mantle and take their place, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's the World War II guys. I mean, they get old and they die, and they did great things. But I tell you, when Bart Starr would show up in town, I mean, we'd be standing next to the governor and me, and we were nothing. I mean, that guy, it's just, and that's great, right? We owe it to them, and they gave a lot for the team.
Bart Starr had, I've been around only a few people that I can say, he had a certain something about him, just when you're around him, where you just felt like I'm in the presence of somebody that's so much cooler than I am, such a better human being, such an amazing guy. He was just amazing, wasn't he? No, I mean, he had this aura about him that was incredible.
Yeah, a lot of people you're around are better human beings, but Bart Starr, I just want to say, Johnny.
What's that mean?
But he, he.
What
really,
do you mean by that?
He really was so humble. A guy like him.
Me? Anyway. Back to Bart. Okay. Yeah.
No, Johnny. Right. Okay, so hey.
When Bart Starr passed, there was a kid that was on a school bus that would take the kids to see the Lombardi practices. And then the kid was hanging around to get some autographs. He looked up, and the bus had left. So now he had to walk like 2 miles home. And he's walking like down Oneida or something. And all of a sudden, a car pulled over and said, hey, do you need a ride? What's going on? And the kid explained what happened. He says, "Hop. Where do you live? All right, hop in." So they get and they pull into the driveway. And it's not until he kind of looks into the face. It's Bart Starr. It's the quarterback of the Packers who pulled over and gave that kid a ride home and said, go inside, make sure your mom's there. Okay, see you later. That's what Starr was. Yeah. Yep. By the way, that kid ended up being the sports editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Who's that?
That's just great. That is so Bart Starr.
George, I remember him writing that one.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's not a great story.
That's a great story.
There's some really cool Bart Starr stories out there.
I've got one thing hanging in my home office. I had to host something with him years and years ago, and I gave him one of my books, my Front Lines, my book on World War II veterans, and he sent me back the nicest letter talking about how his dad was a World War II veteran and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I've got that frame just hanging in my office.
And even when you called down there, she would just transfer you right in. He talked on the phone.
Yeah.
He's a great, great guy.
I agree.
We're going to miss those guys, but the other people got to step up.
Mike, can you hang on?
Mike, we got to talk to you. We want to talk a little bit about the last game, but a lot more about, I mean, tomorrow's a tough game, isn't
it? Big game.
It is, yeah. I didn't know if we were taking a break there.
We're going to set up a break right now.
We've got to get to a couple of headlines.
I know.
I got a couple of minutes after the break here.
Great. Awesome.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to set a quick break. Mike Clemens from Civic Media Packer Reporter will be joining us. Mino and the Mayor back right after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. North Korea now says it plans to expel Travis King, the U.S. soldier who crossed into the country. King has been in North Korea since mid-July when he entered the country from the demilitarized zone. A New York City judge, siding with claims made by New York Attorney General Letitia James that former President Donald Trump and his sons routinely overstated the net worth of their businesses and properties.
The judge agreeing with New York Attorney General Letitia James, Trump overstated his net worth by as much as $2.2 billion, duping banks, insurance companies, and other business partners into giving Trump, his eldest sons, and their family real estate business better terms than deserved.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Donald Trump says his civil rights are being violated and plans to appeal. But the case against the former president goes on trial Monday, where the judge will decide how much he owes in penalties. This is ABC News.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. We are talking Packers. We're talking a little bit of
a little look back, but a lot more looking forward to tomorrow night. Let's put it that way.
How do you want to take this, Mike?
Go ahead, Mike. Take it and run with it, brother.
I think we might have caught him in the middle of recording a sports call.
Okay, well, okay. We'll just hang on for a minute then.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think one of the things talking about tomorrow night's game, you got to look at the Vikings, 0-3.
Right.
The Bears are maybe the worst team in the last 20 years in the National Football League. Okay?
Totally.
Lions, you know, the what do you want to call it? The sexy team this year coming in. It's like, ooh, they finished so strong last year. They kicked the Packers' butt in that last game last year. Yeah. That was one of the most disappointing Packer games I've ever been at in my lifetime.
We didn't play, though.
No, I know that. And that with that game, that's where it's like, okay, Rodgers, okay, time to move on.
Right.
Totally. His heart wasn't in it, whatever. What I'm saying is, though, this would be a great chance for this new quarterback, this young team, to really make a statement of turning the page from last year and that regime to the new one. I think this could be a real statement type of football game.
Yeah, I don't think we should put that much pressure on him. The Lions are good.
They're good.
And the first time they've sold out in how many years?
Yeah.
I mean, there would be a big deal for them to come in here and win.
But do you understand what I'm saying? As far as that was Rodgers' team.
Right.
And this is great statement, potential statement for Jordan Love to say, this is my team.
A lot of pressure, but yes. I would agree with that. I think we could win. Did you pick them?
Yes, I did. We did. Did we do our tally? Who won this week? Christy, who won? Who won?
Three of us are in a pool. I probably won again.
I don't think you did.
But okay, so
you don't win anything. You've never won anything here forever. Ever. Thank you. Wow. Hey, Austin, how are you?
So
Austin Weyer's joining us.
We are going to get back to Austin. We're kind of playing two very special guests. We have Mike Clements on, who is our sports reporter or the guru of civic media. And then we have in-house here Austin Weyers, who is a student, graduated from Schwaben and then Madison. And then
is that school down in Madison, Jim?
Yeah, my kid went there. I know. I was thinking of
Big school. Big school.
What was your degree in?
I studied economics and entrepreneurship.
Nice.
Bachelor and a minor.
And you find, and he now lives in Vietnam. He's been there for 7 years and really found that a very welcoming community. Not only that, but kind of entrepreneurial.
Absolutely. I mean, the country itself is growing so quickly that there's opportunity all over the place. It just some things it's growing so fast that they're, you know, things are getting missed or sidelined and there's little businesses there all over the place. So, I mean, I know a lot of, not just Americans, but people from all over the world who have come to Vietnam and, you know, just observed for 6 months and said, hey, that's a business right there. And they started, you know, whatever it might be.
Okay, this might be a dumb question, okay? But, like, when I was a kid in the Vietnam War, it was like, well, we have to fight them. We have to stop them because there'll be a domino effect. Communism will spread throughout the Pacific, that whole thing. What is their politics? Is it quasi-communism? Communism?
They are self-proclaimed communist at the top of the government, right? Okay. It's really just a one-party system. I on the ground, it's capitalistic as can be, right? I mean, everybody is a taxi driver. Everyone will do anything to make a quick dollar. There is really no regulations. I use the analogy, in the U.S., if you wanted to become a hairstylist, right, you need to go to school, you need to get your license, you need to get your license renewed. In Vietnam, if you want to be a hairstylist, you need a chair, a mirror, and a scissors, and then you're a hairstylist, right? So there's a different style of capitalism. It's much less regulated, much less free on the ground. But the government uses the communist regime and the one party system to maintain control of the country and legislative aspect. Okay.
Now I have to ask you something else. You were mentioning before we went in that break, we're talking a little bit about Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. I know so many Vietnam vets who have, and you know them too, Jim, have struggled with different diseases. And we had Joe Alec here. He runs the Brown County Veterans Association now. And he talked about how many, remember he had that list? Was there like 50 different diseases they think that could be caused by Agent Orange?
And that was recently approved.
And they're approving new ones now?
All the time. And people need to, if they got denied, they need to go back and check again because that may have moved up on the approval list. So, and it is... That's a huge challenge that some of our Vietnam veterans are facing right now.
So the Vietnamese citizens must face that a bunch, huh?
Right. It's kind of sad because you don't see a lot of it. There's a lot of these centers around that kind of tend to these types of people because they have so many different types of disabilities that have come from Agent Orange. Like you said, they keep coming up, right? Whether it's physical or mental. So it is sad, and I do a little bit to try to give back when I can. And there's actually quite a few American-run organizations that are trying to help this, and I know the U.S. government is still actively giving relief money to Vietnam to support these types of centers because it is a tragic occurrence, and they're still dealing with it 50 years later.
But as Austin said earlier, that country has kind of moved on. I mean, got to take care of that. And I respect what you just said, but. Tell me about the education there. I mean, we're struggling here in the States and a little bit with COVID, but, you know, there's some places where we have fourth grade reading proficiency at under 20%. Right. I mean, that is not a good recipe for high school graduation or being a productive member of society. How's the education? You did teach there when you first went over?
Yeah. Well, for the Vietnamese public schools, I think it's I don't think it's anything to, you know, write home about. It's not incredible. But what you get is a lot of these after.
But they can write in cursive, so that's okay. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, they write with tones, so their cursive is a little different. But yeah, I think there's a lot of these after school programs, and parents are getting more involved in their students' education, which is huge. So I mean, whether they're going to English centers or they're going into all these different sports and extracurriculars, music is huge. There's a lot of, you know, piano, violin, kind of what you see, kind of the old you Chinese who learn one thing, right? So there is a lot of this going on, and the students are smart. And English and French and Chinese are becoming primarily second languages. And I mean, if you come to Vietnam, you would have no issue speaking English, you know, on your day to day.
And then tell me about, can I just ask, John, but the sports, like, you know, here we, not that our lives are
soccer's huge, right?
Soccer's huge. They did actually make the World Cup a few years ago, which drove the whole country crazy, shut it down every night there was a game, which was fantastic. And then badminton is big. Ping pong is big. Beach sports are getting bigger, like, sailing and surfing as well. Growing, I mean, Vietnam is beautiful. It's coastline the whole way north to south, right? And so those are a few of the biggest ones. Soccer, every little boy plays soccer, though.
Have you ever gone to the tunnels of, is it Chu Lai?
Chu Lai was an airport base south of Da Nang. I actually live in Da Nang. That's about 45 miles away, but there's some Cu Chi west of Ho Chi Minh.
Yes.
I've not been there. There are smaller tunnels across the whole country, right, that were essentially the northern Vietnamese digging underground networks to move further south without being detected. And yeah, I mean, I went with, I'm 6 feet tall, and my back hurt after going through them, right? And I'm pretty nimble too, but they're tiny, they're small. And those are still exist today, and those are some of the sites that a lot of the veterans go to. Because often around these tunnels are famous battles, right? Where they were ambushed or something happened, whatever it might be.
I've had some of the toughest human beings I've met in my life, Vietnam vets, say the scariest thing they've ever experienced in their lifetime. And one of the things they still have, like, nightmares over was going in there with a 45 gun. That's all they'd carry, a pistol, and a flashlight. And they had no idea what was around the corner, what was there. It was they said it's this scariest thing of all, and the Americans were big compared to whatever, right. So their shoulders were rubbing against the thing the whole time. So I'm fascinated by those tunnels.
Well, there's a whole network. I've been in there, and they've had little, you know, hospitals built in these tunnels, right, where they're taking care of fallen soldiers or wounded soldiers as well. It's impressive. It was a whole different type of warfare, right?
And you know what, the Vietnam vets, they give those guys so much credit, and especially the guys. They said they'd walk through the jungle for like 3 weeks carrying, you know, 5 mortar rounds. And they would drop them off, and they'd eat their little handful of rice, and they'd turn around and walk back for 3 weeks and grab 3 more mortar rounds and walk back again for 3 weeks. It's amazing what those people did against our firepower. It really – the Vietnam vets respect the heck out of the people they fought over there.
Yeah.
And I mean, that kind of mentality still lives today in the Vietnamese people, right? They're very hardworking. They're very dedicated. They're very family-oriented, and they work together in everything they do, right? So some of those aspects of, you know, the military characteristics still are in the everyday lives, and it's a really endearing trait in the people. They are very caring, very kind, but they're also extremely hardworking. We have 15 employees at our company, Central Vietnam Realty, and we love them all. It's fantastic. We hire more, and they're great. They are unbelievable.
So we talked about Vietnam, and those of us who haven't been there but know a little bit about, very cosmopolitan, pretty dense.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we have here in Green Bay 2,000 people per square mile.
Yeah. I don't know the actual numbers,
well, it's significantly more than that. Tell me about the housing.
Yeah. So in Ho Chi Minh, right? So that's kind of the economic capital, the financial capital of Vietnam.
And when you say Ho Chi Minh, that was Hanoi, or is that Saigon?
Hanoi is the administrative capital in the north, and Ho Chi Minh is Saigon.
Okay, so Saigon was changed to Ho Chi Minh.
Was now changed to Ho Chi Minh. And people, I mean, it is extremely dense. People are living on top of each other, really. Mm-hmm. There is a big push by the government for more low-income housing to give people, you know, a decent place to live.
Sound familiar to
me? Yeah, right.
Which I think is a huge part of growing a city, right? I mean, and you can't just ostracize them out to the suburbs, which a lot of countries do, but they need to be a part of the community, actually. And there's also a ton of, you know, really high-end development coming where it's, you know, multi-million dollar homes and apartments and things along the beachfront, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a big mix. And if you move out into the countryside, some of these ethnic minority villages, because they have, I don't know the number, but it's 30, 40 different minorities, Hmong being one of the biggest one. And I know there's a lot of Hmong in Wisconsin. I go on motorbike trips and you drive past these villages and it's you know, dirt shacks.
How big of a motorcycle trip did you go on?
My longest one was a couple weeks, probably, across the country. Yeah,
it's 3,000 miles or something, yeah. Right?
It's wow. Gorgeous. I mean, everywhere you go in Vietnam, you find something new. That's whether it's the mountains, the beaches, the people you meet in the villages. I mean, there's such a disparity between the $20 million apartments in Ho Chi Minh and then the people who live in stilted houses in the countryside and still raise, you know, their own livestock and grow their own rice.
Have you spent any time in the jungles at all?
Not a lot. No, it's pretty dense. I was gonna say
the guys. the cobras and the two-step snakes and the bamboo snakes.
There's tons of snakes. Yeah. Actually, it's a shame. A lot of the wildlife in Vietnam has been killed. There are a lot of protected monkeys and other things, birds as well. But after the war, there was 15-20 years of desperate times. And what do you eat? You eat what's around. So the Vietnamese wildlife is one thing that's lacking that would make it a super, incredible country, where there are other nations in Southeast Asia who I think have done a better job preserving their...
Have you ever seen a cobra?
I've seen a bunch of snakes. I don't know what they are. I don't get close to them.
No way. That'd get me on a plane pretty quick. Okay, we're talking with Austin Weyers here. He is a young man, Wisconsin, born and raised, that went over to Vietnam to kind of see that part of the world and has fallen in love with it, lives there. He's an entrepreneur. He's got a great job and a good life over there.
Have you noticed that every person we bring into the studio is cooler than us, has done more than
us?
Yeah,
that is true. That is true. And that...
Except Todd.
Wait a minute, Austin.
I don't know if it's our guests or if it's us. I'm starting to think it's us because everybody in the last 3 months have been cooler than us. We drive home thinking, "Oh my God, I'm a loser."
Yes,
but you know, cool
I think
people.
That every day. Yeah, that is true. Every day I drive home, I think Jim is a loser.
But did you hear Austin? The silver lining, Johnny, is we know cool people.
Oh yeah, good
point. So that's by good. Association, right?
Right, like your dad.
I have to ask you one last quick question about the war. Do they feel like they won?
I can't really answer that because it was a divided nation. I wasn't there, right? I'm 29 years old. I don't know. Yeah. The rhetoric in what is taught in schools and what you see in the in the museums is that they won. Okay. I think more than anything, they are happy that it's over.
Yeah.
And I mean, after that, they fought with Cambodia. Yeah. Before us, they had Japanese occupation. They had French occupation. If you go back, even further.
Yeah.
So I think they're just finally happy that since the early 90s, they've been at peace.
And I think that's awesome.
They don't care who won or lost. Right?
Before we let you go, I want to revisit what I asked earlier. I don't know how many students are listening, but parents would be listening. And it's like, hey, look, I heard this kid on the radio and tell us how you got engaged with that again. You said there was a program in your school, or was it Madison that helped you out, or was it something you found online, or was it?
So really, really quickly, there's a bunch of organizations who have centers around the world, right? The one I used is called ITA, International TEFL Association or something. And there's a degree you can get, a TEFL or a TESOL degree, which allow you to teach English abroad. So I started with that. Right. They hooked me up with schools, and they made it really easy.
That's awesome. That's
fantastic. Austin, great having you here, man. This is fascinating.
Well, thank you, guys.
I could
it was
sit
fun.
Here and talk to you about Vietnam all day long.
And we want to get
and
you
I
back.
I got to come over there. I got to come to Vietnam.
We do. We'll go visit you, but then you got to come back here and run for politics. We need
Who said you were coming? It's Todd and I. Todd and I are going. Austin, thank you so much.
You're the best.
Take care. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham, egg, and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck, 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do. Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023. Test your home
for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 55. Daytime highs approaching 70. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
That was extremely fun talking about living in Vietnam with Austin Weyers. That was so much fun. We got to go there.
We got to go there.
We got to go to Vietnam.
What?
I want to see you climb through one of those tunnels.
I'll get through easier than you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just thought I'd be
more interested. Hey, this is brought to you by Pella, your window to the world. Do we have time for trivia?
I mean, we could if you guys want
it.
We
want it. Christy, you playing?
I sure will.
All right, here we go. To. So, Christy, today's way back Wednesday wheel.
Oh, I love it.
All right, so let's spin this thing and see where it lands.
I built that wheel.
Yes, I see that.
Oh, it's way back Wednesday. These are old product tag lines. We've done this before. Little tag lines for different products.
Okay. You actually did really good in this last time.
I did.
Shopko one, remember?
Wait a minute. Are we playing for anybody, Todd?
We don't have anybody lined up because we didn't call for anybody.
All right.
So here's the first question. Regarding caffeine, which soft drink boasted that it never had it, never will?
Tab.
Regarding caffeine, there is a soft drink that said never had it, never will.
7-Up?
7-Up is absolutely correct. The mayor has a point. Jim.
Look, John gets all mad. Look at him. He's all mad.
He's steaming.
He is.
It's John, 1-0. All right.
But he'll double up. Okay, whatever.
Thinking of wristwatches.
Timex.
I'm going to give you a buzzer on that because you didn't wait till the question was given.
Yeah.
What was the question?
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Timex. I knew it.
John gets the point. John gets the point on that.
I do you ever watch? What was it? United
so
Kingdom?
Unfair.
Wild Kingdom?
Yeah.
Wild Kingdom.
Yeah.
With John Cameron Swayze. Takes a lick and keeps on ticking. I always loved the guy. Who is it? Marlon? Who's the host?
Oh, yeah.
But he had that sidekick. The poor guy. It was always like, well, my friend Jim is down in the swamp wrestling the crocodile. Yeah. I'll tell you about Timex watches. Remember that?
All right.
Poor guy was always having
Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins.
And Jim Fowler.
Jim Fowler. Well, Jim is beating the lion. Poor guy.
All right. Here's one. Finish this product's slogan. The incredible edible...
egg?
She got one. Nice.
I don't have any.
Hey, we're all even.
No, you got one.
Well, we gave that to him.
That's good point. No, that doesn't totally count.
Everybody's got a point now.
Okay.
The mayor has no power in this.
Yes, I love it.
I got the answer. If he was in office again. No, if you would do...
And we're the city council.
Here we go.
All right. If you got caught squeezing the Charmin, who would you have to look
for? Mr. Whipple.
Yeah. I think John got that.
I got that one. No question.
What question? We said the
it's
same
not
time.
Even right.
No, John started no. first. I heard it in my headset.
I was swallowing.
Todd's my friend.
You were what?
Jim goes, I was swallowing.
I was drinking my coffee.
All right.
All right. Which company slogan is, when you care enough to send the very best?
Hallmark.
That's right.
Good job.
Tied up. Two for the mayor, two for Jim. And Christy's got one.
Is this where John changes the score and the rules?
No, I'm not. We're just playing.
Right.
Is this the last question?
This is the last question. Okay, I'm going to change the category. I'm going to change the category, though, okay? Because it was on this date in 1954 that The Tonight Show made its debut on NBC, 1954. Who was the original host?
Jack Parr.
No.
David Letterman?
Johnny Carson.
David Letterman was not born.
Go way back. Married to Jane Meadows.
From The Honeymooners? Was she in The Honeymooners?
No, that was Jackie Gleason.
No, but Jane Meadows played his wife, didn't she?
One of the Meadows women did.
Yeah. Who was it?
Just wait.
Jack Parr?
Nope. No.
Arthur Godfrey?
Nope. Good guess, though. Steve Allen.
Steve Allen.
Steve Allen was the original one. Mm. And this is kind of
was your dad on that show?
That's what I was going to say.
Was he on that show?
I don't know. All right. He was on that one.
And final one today. Starting in the 1960s, this product was billed as the astronaut's drink.
Tang.
Jim got that one. Yeah. Oh.
Yes. I'm the Tang drinker.
I know you are.
That's why I thought he would be screaming
so
at me about that.
And that was easy.
I'm the winner today.
It took so long.
The mayor wins.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's right.
He's dancing over here.
I am.
Get that on camera.
So tomorrow.
Yes.
Game day, of course. The Green Bay Football Packers take on the Detroit Lions. Now, that's going to be televised locally, right? That's on like NBC 26.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Because it's on some weird. What's it on these days? It's like. Is it on Prime or on? I don't know.
I don't even know anymore.
It's not even a regular network anymore.
Yeah, I would. You're right, but it is on 26 or 11, whatever.
26.
Okay, 26.
NBC 26.
All right.
And then Friday, tell everybody what we're doing Friday.
Oh, we got a lot going on Friday. But tomorrow, I just want to say that since we're playing the Lions, we have a guest coming in, a couple guests that are coming in from the Lions Club. And they're going to talk about their camp that they have. Outside of Stevens Point, they're going to talk about donating glasses. And I thought that was an appropriate day to have them.
That'd be great.
You know how we're tying in? So they're coming in tomorrow, but Friday's the big day here. And we want all your friends and you listeners to come down here. We are celebrating.
All the residents here?
I did. Yep.
Oktoberfest. We are kicking that off. We have a couple very special guests. We have Mad Dog and Merrill, who is going to be cooking breakfast for us on their grill outside our studio here on 401 Washington Street. And we also have the talk of the town, which is Kevin Van Ness and his Packer band that is going to be here kind of celebrating the kickoff of Oktoberfest.
My son Dominic will be here.
And that's going to be really fun. That's more the education part.
Yes, we'll be giving out $25 gift certificates to the depot. We'll try to find some other ones. He will be doing a German theme. He'll be saying something in German, and you'll have multiple choice in regards to what he said.
Johnny's son is fluent in German, and it's going to be fun to give you this multiple choice. And do you know the saint? My neighbor... the pilot lived in Germany, so he's coming down.
Oh, no kidding.
He is.
Sprechen Deutsch?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
That was pretty good. Sprechen Deutsch.
Bad. Yeah, that was bad.
Early in the show, by the way, Laura from the Appleton's Oktoberfest will be on the air with us in the 6 o'clock hour to kind of talk about kicking that whole thing off.
Nice.
And she actually has a little trivia and contest for you, too.
All right.
Okay.
So
today or tomorrow?
That'll be Friday with Oktoberfest.
Okay. All right. And then we also have someone from the community shelter coming on Friday to talk about their bowl-a-thon that's coming up and getting teams organized. That's going to be a fun show. Tomorrow's, will you?
Yeah.
Are you a good bowler?
No.
So nonchalantly, no.
I sounded like when he volunteered.
Right.
You know, I'm a
hey, thanks for bringing in Midwest Restoration. What some great guys.
Absolutely.
Good people.
Please come and support downtown Green Bay Friday. It will be a blast. We hope to have a big crowd out here.
And if you're coming, bring jackets, right? Bring coats for the kids.
Oh, let's not forget that. Yes. You're not going to have to wear your jackets because it's going to be a beautiful day. Bring jackets that you have in your basement or your kids outgrew. Bring it down here. Drop it off. We're going to do the Colts for Kids drop off here.
I got this text. Jim and John, feel free to announce this free event at the Hyatt Regency Atrium tonight. 6 to 9 party for Green Bay football fans getting psyched up for another home game. Live music, 7 to 9. Open to the public. Thanks. You're both welcome to attend. Hyatt Regency, 6 to 9 tonight.
We love that place. Nice. The Hyatt Regency, downtown Green Bay. Big party tonight just to kick off a big celebration. We got a great week coming up, weather-wise, show-wise. And a Packer victory, hopefully. So, all right. We will see everyone tomorrow morning. Enjoy this great day.
Mano Lamera, back in tomorrow morning.
See ya.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.